Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Consistency is key in content marketing. So let's talk about it. We've been talking about content creation and the different ways that you can use content creation in your business. We've talked about repurposing your content. But one of the things that can help you to be consistent in how you show up to your audience and can help you not have to be tied to your computer or your phone 24/7 is to create a content calendar. Now, I understand that a content calendar is not for everybody. We get that. So for those of you who are struggling, what I would suggest that you do is to try a content calendar. It doesn't mean that you're not going to post freely, but at least with a content calendar, if life gets really, really hectic, right? Because it happens sometimes to the best of us. At least we know our audience is still receiving valuable information from us. At least we know that we're not going to be ghosting our audience. And at least we know that people are going to be hearing from us on a regular basis. And when I say use a content calendar, I know that there are people out there who tell you create a content calendar for the next 60 days, 90 days. And while that is great, you can create a content calendar for that far out. I would also tell you in creating your content calendar, don't automate it that far out. Automate it for maybe 2 weeks to a month maximum, because you know what? Circumstances around us are always changing. Right? And the point of creating a content calendar is not just to make sure that you are consistent, but to ensure that you're always attracting your ideal clients and so that you can get sales. Because the content that you're going to put in your content calendar has to be valuable information. So it has to be a mixture of content that educates, inspires, motivates, entertains, and of course, asks for the sale. So your content calendar, you can do a content calendar on any one of those social media platforms. You can do a content calendar for your blogs, for your emails, whatever it may be, however you are communicating with your ideal clients, right? With the content calendar, for in order for you to maintain consistency, you can also decide that you want to develop themes in your content calendar. So this week will be this theme, the next week will be the next theme. So 1 week I could talk about marketing, the next week I could talk about content creation, the next week I could talk about selling, the next week I could talk about time management. That's how some people do it. Or some people create content calendars where they choose a day for everything. So Monday might be something motivational, Tuesday might share testimonials with your audience, Wednesdays you might share behind the scenes with your audience, Thursdays you might share a training video, and then Friday you share something else. There is not a right or wrong way. It depends on what your audience desires from you, and this is why in creating your content calendar, it is important for you to understand and know your ideal clients inside and out. What do they desire? What do they love? What are they chasing? What are their challenges? How do they want you to show up? What exactly do they want you and expect of you to share? So create a content calendar that makes sense. In creating a content calendar, besides deciding what your theme or topic is per week or per day, you also want to create a content calendar that has a mixture of content. So not every time that you post, you're going to show a flyer and say buy from me. Some of your content can be long form content, which means 3 or 4 paragraphs. Some of it can be short, which is about 2 paragraphs. Some of your content can be like a poll question. Some of your content could just be sharing a testimonial. Some of your content can be sharing an article or something that you know is already published, but that you know is important for your audience to also know. You know it's going to add value to the conversation, right? So besides the themes, besides the topics, you also want to share different types of content. So poll questions, you want to share videos, you want to share long form content, short form content, you can share a blog, you can share, you know, different types of content. Again, because your audience consumes content in various ways, so you want to be able to share different types of content to keep them as engaged as possible. So yes, create your content calendar, but create it with intention and with a clear plan of how it is going to help you to attract your ideal clients and convert those clients into paying clients. Yeah, let me know if you have any questions at all. Like and share this video. Jump into my DMs. Leave a comment underneath this video and let's continue the conversation. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.